with a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. 2026 Nike Outdoor Nationals 4x200m champion Imala Smith-Edwards touched down on Grand Cayman earlier today, returning home after her gold medal run on the U.S. high school stage. Last Friday at the Nike Outdoor National Championship, Smith-Edwards and her Spire Academy teammates stormed to the girls' 4x200m title, stopping the clock in 1 minute 40.34 seconds. In national championship performance, and Cayman's own Imala was right in the middle of it. I caught up with Imala this morning as she arrived at the Owen Roberts International Airport.
How are you doing, first of all? And how does it feel to be home?
It feels so good. I'm honestly just so tired, and I can't wait to spend time with my friends and my family and just deload for the 2 weeks and then get back at it.
All right, definitely. So you recently competed in the Nike Nationals where you guys got gold in 4x100m. How was that? What was that feeling like for you all?
I think just as a team, it is so like refreshing, and so like we can finally relax now. I think we did such a good job. It executed so well, just like we planned. It couldn't have gone better.
Yeah, most definitely. What was preparation like leading up to those games?
Preparation was honestly just focusing on the goal and just trusting God and what we were doing. All the training was already done, so all we had to do was just go out and compete.
I know you guys always do indoor and outdoor. This was an outdoor championship. Which one do you prefer, indoor or outdoor, and why?
I don't know if I have a preference. I think a lot of people ask me this question. I don't think I have a preference.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one do you compete better in, you think?
Most people would say outdoor, but I think indoor. I think indoor, yeah.
Awesome. I saw your recent interview, which was after that race, and you spoke of God a lot.
Yeah.
You were mainly the only one that did. How much has He inspired your journey?
More than words could even imagine. I think before going into any race, I always say a prayer. Before going into anything that I ever do, I always say a prayer to God just to give me the clear mind and just to guide me to where I am today.
So now that you're home, what's on the agenda?
Eat.
Some nice Caribbean food, right? Yeah, and
finally.
Relaxing. Like you said, relaxing with your family and your friends. How far does that go with you, the tradition of family and friends?
So far, I think it just comes back to where I came from. It reminds me like where I am and just to be where my feet are. And
are you going to be on the track at all?
After 2 weeks,
after
then
two
I
weeks?
Will, yeah.
Okay, but you're here for a while, so I'll be sure to have you on Sports Extra as well.
Yes,
so that the whole country can hear you live and direct. All the best.
Thank you so much.
See you around.
Her mom, Tamisha Haylock, also spoke with Radio Cayman Sports, sharing her pride in her daughter's achievement.
I am extremely proud of her. I can remember this little six-year-old at career day coming full in track gear and spikes and medals saying, "This is what I want to do." And I was like, okay, if this is what you want to do, let's do this. And to see her growth and to see her bounce back from an injury that we thought would really take her out, I'm extremely proud. I couldn't be there in person, but we were screaming and yelling and shaking and so excited for her. I'm extremely proud of who she's become on the track and off the track.
And the homecomings continue. Following a remarkable NCAA season, Jaden Reed returns to Cayman tomorrow after once again delivering world-class performances on the international stage. The public, however, is invited to gather at the Owen Roberts International Airport Arrival Hall at 11:34 a.m. This is to welcome him home and celebrate another bright young Caymanian athlete making his mark. Government announces the return of Caymanian swimmer Jordan Crooks to international competition.
The entire Cayman Islands is incredibly proud to see Crooks return to training at the professional level. We have all followed his journey with admiration and celebrated the remarkable achievements he has earned throughout his collegiate career. His dedication and perseverance and commitment to excellence has inspired so many young people across our islands.
Minister of Sports there, the Honorable Isaac Rankin. After a short break from the sport, Crooks is officially back in the pool and setting his sights on representing the Cayman Islands on the global stage with the goal of competing at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. The Cayman Islands Basketball Association has confirmed the national roster that will represent the Cayman Islands in the FIBA U23 3x3 Nations League Americas Conference. SIBA says this year's selections highlight the continued rise of Cayman basketball, blending seasoned national team veterans with emerging young talent as they prepare to take on some of the strongest programs in the region. National 3x3 men's team captain Nathaniel Anderson tells Radio Cayman Sports.
Last year, I think we were really, really good. It just came down to like the last few minutes of conditioning. So hopefully our guys, you know, they put in the work to be better shaped, you know, things like that. And our execution too. We got to be better at executing. Last year, I said we were at our best and we still couldn't pull it together. We lost a couple games by 1, 2, 3. But I think this year, if we're going all the way we should, I think we'll get a couple. So
I know fitness can be a major factor, especially coming down to the end time, right? The last 2 days, perhaps. What have you all been doing to prepare for that?
Honestly, we've been doing 3 days for like the last week, especially going in between the 5-on-5 practices as well. So it's been a good amount of conditioning, just pushing ourselves, even when we're dead tired, waking up at 6 a.m., making ourselves uncomfortable. So we're just trying to put our best foot forward.
All right, and I know you have a different team this year. Tell me a little bit about your teammates.
This year, I feel like we have a couple of guys who play above the rim pretty well. So now when we're going downhill, we can look to just throw it up there and they'll go get it. We have a bunch of guys who are ready to spot up and shoot. We have some dogs ready to play defense. So we're good all well around.
SIBA has also finalized its squad for the Nations League campaign, where Cayman will face top opposition from across the Americas. The men's team includes Brian Ebanks, Nathaniel Anderson Hurlston, Derek Ebanks, Lance Welcome, Jamie Stewart, and Xavier Miller. The team leaves tomorrow. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.